Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Educators Grow. This is episode number 8, and I'm your host, John Wozzeck. I'm an elementary school principal in Oak Lawn, Illinois, and I'm excited because, as I said, and I think I say it every episode, actually, what my goal was to have educators of all different backgrounds. So we've had an assistant superintendent, we've had instructional coaches, we've had teachers, and I'm excited about this episode because we have somebody who's brand new to the profession who will be starting their first year of teaching this upcoming year. So even though we're talking about Educators Grow, and we've had some people that have been educators for 25 years, we have a person who's brand new to the profession. So I'm very excited about that perspective that we'll be getting. But with that being said, I'm going to step back and I'm going to let our guest introduce herself.
Hi, I'm Susan Chahimiak, and I'm a brand new teacher. I'm going to be teaching fourth grade at a Catholic school, so I'm really excited. And I'm grateful for this opportunity to be on this podcast.
Fantastic. Well, as I said, I'm really excited about getting that perspective because for me, it's been 12 years since I started. So, you know, just sometimes time takes that and it kind of lose that perspective. So I'm very excited about hearing some of your thoughts about questions that we have here. So with that being said, are you ready, Susan?
I am.
All right. So what are three words that you would use to describe yourself when you headed into your education program?
At first, due to transferring, I went to a community college. So when I went to a university, it was definitely eye-opening. And then it was also nerve-wracking because I had to leave my town and go to like an hour and a half away. So that was a little bit different from what I was used to. But I was also excited because I got the chance to learn more about the profession that I've wanted to pursue since I was a child.
So then, what are three words you use to describe yourself now that you're heading into your own classroom?
I feel like some of that still is the same. I'm still obviously excited about becoming a teacher and actually fulfilling that profession that I've wanted to do. But I think the nerves still exist as well. But I think a little bit of that has changed because I feel prepared from going through my university. I do feel like I have more knowledge than when I started with. So I feel like I'm prepared to take on those responsibilities. But I think I know at the beginning, I was just nervous about getting into the field. But now since I've had experience student teaching and doing those internships, I do feel more prepared.
Fantastic. So you said that you've been wanting to be a teacher your entire life. Is that true?
Yes.
Interesting. Any specific thing about education that drew you in even at such a young age?
I used to play school all the time with my sister when I was young. So it was always something that I had in my blood, but I didn't know where I got it from because my parents aren't teachers, but my cousin is. So it's kind of like, I guess it's a family dynamic, but it wasn't something that was in my family particularly. So I know that my parents were always knowing that I would be an educator because I was always playing school and I had a grade book. And so I know that was something that I wanted to do since I was a kid. And I used to tutor my neighbors and I was always into that educational aspect.
That's funny. I just picture, so is your sister younger?
She is, yes.
Okay, so you were like, you had that in charge feel?
Yes.
All right, very good. I like it. So what's something education related that you want to learn more about right now? I mean, going into your first year, there's probably a lot of different things on your mind, whether it's even just getting to that classroom. But if there was one thing right now in the world of education that you want to learn more about right now, what would that be?
I know that I'm into educational technology and I used Nearpod and Plickers, and from Twitter I got a lot of ideas as to what technology to use. But at this moment I really want to play around with Seesaw because I heard about it and I gave the advice to a teacher on my team to use it and she loved it, but I never got a chance to incorporate it into my classroom. So I know I want to try it out this year and see how that goes for me.
I was actually just at ISTE earlier this week and I was talking to somebody and we were walking by the Seesaw booth and she said the same thing to me because I've heard a lot about it, but I've never done anything with it. So I was very interested and I went there and they just gave me like a little 5-minute preview of it. And it seemed pretty incredible.
It seemed
really like a great resource and tool. So I'd love to learn more about that too, actually. So I just kind of said I was going to play around with it a little bit, but I would love to hear about if you got into it or anything like that, because I would love to hear about how you're using it or if you go about using it. So going off on a tangent for a second, actually, you mentioned Twitter, and I know that that's how I've connected with you. I know that you are pretty active on Twitter.
Yeah, I started a while ago, but I was never into it. Like, I didn't use it for education. I just kind of had an account. And then all of a sudden, it was last summer when I started going on Mastery Chat, and I connected with Ray Hewart. And then from there, I kind of started to go on more and connect with other chats. Because I know that a district in Oakland does a chat, so I started connecting with that. And so there are a lot of chats around that I didn't know about. So once I started getting involved and just making a PLN, I definitely grew my passion for it. And I realized how much of an asset that was to connect with so many others, because you don't feel isolated. Like, I feel like I have a community cheering me on. So that's definitely helpful when you're starting out your career.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's, I think for me personally, I'm just going to echo everything that you just said. It's just fantastic to have other people to go to. You know, you have your building and you have your district to a degree, but, you know, just have other people to go to when you have questions or thoughts. And then you mentioned the Oak Lawn chat, 122 Ed chat. I will give them a shout out. Now, two questions. Do you have a favorite chat? And then I think that you also host a chat, don't you?
I do. I have my favorite right now is Mastery Chat, just because they have a different dynamic. Like, they have those Facebook Live videos before and after, and I just started to connect with that group, and we're trying to raise money to go to a conference. So, because they have a conference in July, so my friend and I actually went to college together, and we're trying to get hooked with the Grid Method and trying to figure out how to incorporate that into our classroom. I started New Teacher Journey, so that is every Sunday night. Typically, it started every week, but now it's going on every 2 weeks, and I'm trying to get guest moderators to come in and share their expertise on that, so that I could have different voices portrayed within that chat as well.
All right, so your chat, you said, is Sunday night?
Yes.
What time?
It is at 8:30 Central.
8:30 Central, and could you just repeat the name of that one?
It is New Teacher Journey.
All right, fantastic. But I know that I've asked you this, even though it's New Teacher Journey, everybody is welcome, correct?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. All right, so kind of going off on that question, you mentioned Seesaw, but you mentioned some other things. So when there is something new that you do want to learn, what do you do to go about learning more about it?
I typically hear a lot of it from Twitter, because a lot of teachers are into ed tech, so they're posting, they're sharing their tweets out loud, and then I see them, and then I try to research that app, or I try to play around with it. So I know that I heard about Nearpod from that. I started to use it in my classroom, and I loved it. So then I started sharing that I've been using it, and it kind of grew from there. So I think just trying to research and actually like doing it for myself is beneficial, because if I just hear about it and I don't actually try it, then it doesn't do me any good. But if I'm playing around with the technology, then I can kind of get a feel for how it would look like in my classroom.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm pretty similar to that. But again, you mentioned that Twitter aspect. I was kind of like you, going back a little bit earlier in the conversation. I was like you. I had a Twitter for a long time before I really actually did anything with it.
Mm-hmm.
Before I actually realized what it can do. I had it for about maybe a year and a half before I did anything. But it's just such a wonderful resource, because, like, for example, I'm not ready yet. But if I went on Twitter and I just said, hey, is anybody using Seesaw? Mm-hmm. I feel like you're going to get like a dozen responses about like amazing things that are happening. So just such a wonderful resource that I know you've mentioned a few times. And I mean, I can't really go on and on enough about how invaluable it is for me too. All right. So as we said, you're going in your first year in your classroom. So thinking about yourself and fast forward to next June, your first school year has ended. What's something that you want to look back on from the past school year and be able to say?
I want to make sure that I really emphasize having those relationships with my students. Like, I want to feel that I actually genuinely cared about them and that we were able to grow as a classroom, because I know that first year is always nerve-wracking for me, because you're starting out and you don't really know what to expect. But just having that group of students that you get to bond with and connect, I think it'll be really great to see that growth from the beginning to the end of the year, and to see that for the first time, because I'm there with those students every single day.
Fantastic. And I'm also going to give you a little tip as somebody who's been an educator for a few years. Every new year brings a little bit of that nerve wracking, that nervous feeling. So it's not a bad thing at all. Every year you get a new group of students, and every year you get, you know, some new students to get to learn and grow relationships. But every year you get a little bit of that nerve. So it's totally normal. So last question, and let's wrap it up on this one. If you had one wish for schools, no matter how crazy it may sound and with no monetary restrictions at all, what would that wish be?
So at my university, we learned a lot about integrated, multidisciplinary, and interdisciplinary units. And we always discussed in our classes that although that's great, my professor never felt like it was actually implemented in a middle school. So when I heard that, we were thinking just in our class about how we would like to pursue that and do those units in our classroom, but with time and with the energy and commitment it can take to get a whole staff to kind of shift towards that, it was hard. But then with me being in an elementary setting this year, I think I have a little bit more flexibility because I do teach all the subjects. So I have that option to like connect my math lesson to a science lesson, to figure that connection out. So I think that would be great. And also I love ed camps. So I think if we could get school to be more like that in terms of like students being able to actually explore different options that they're interested in addition to the core curriculum, I think that could be beneficial because I know that a lot of students are interested in sports or music, but we don't always have that outlet.
Yeah. It's so interesting. 2 points on both of those things you just said. Again, I was at ISTE earlier this week, and I must have been in at least a half a dozen conversations where people mentioned, you know, making school and developing kind of that ed camp feel. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting that you said that too. And I love that it's on a lot of people's minds. I love that, you know, we really think and we really see the importance of doing that too. And then also when you're talking about those multidisciplinary activities or lessons, you know, I feel like it also really gives that students like a purpose. Mm-hmm. Really gives students a purpose. You know, so many times they hear like, well, why are we going to learn this? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you see that, you know, this actually does have areas of math involved and other areas of language arts or science involved, I think that just gives a lot more purpose to those students too.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So before we wrap up, a few things. You've mentioned your university a few times. Can I ask, where did you go to school?
I attended Illinois State University in Normal, Illinois.
Fantastic. My wife is a teacher also, and she went to ISU. Both of my sister-in-laws went to ISU, as well as my brother-in-law. So I'll give them a shout out too. And I know that I know the Redbirds over there. That a lot of teachers coming out of there, actually. A lot of a great education program too. And then you are starting your first year. What grade level are you going to be in?
I'll be teaching fourth grade.
Fantastic. Are you excited?
I am. Yes.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I just want to say thank you for your time. And everybody, I loved this episode, getting a different perspective as we have never had on the show before from a person that's entering the profession. I love her enthusiasm. I love the ideas that she has. Before we leave, though, could you just tell everybody, we mentioned Twitter a few times. Can you just let us know how can people connect with you and follow you?
So my handle is at Ms. Jahimiak. So it's MSJACHYMIAK.
Fantastic. And everybody, I highly suggest you give her a follow. We have a brand new person entering the profession with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. And I think she's going to be a rock star educator for years to come. So Susan, I just want to say thank you very much for your time and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. This is John Wozniak saying thank you very much for joining us for episode 8 of Educators Grow.